Dalad Kislev, Monday the 2nd of December, Rabbi Aaron Elias. How does Yevamah Niknis fit into the first Mishnah of Kiddushin?
The Mishnah says, beginning Kiddushin, O Isha Niknis b'shalosh drachim, b'koynis atzmo b'shtei drachim. The Mishnah is explaining how a woman can become mekudeshes and how to break the kinyan. The Mishnah continues, Niknis b'kesev shtar v'biyah, the three ways to make a Kiddushin, a kinyan. Bekesev b'shami yomi b'dina b'shavet dina u'beitzilam b'pruta shav pruta. Machlok is that how much money is required. Becoming pruta chemishmon b'isvei talkiv. Bekoines atzma b'get misabal. She has two ways of exiting after kiddushin. That's a get or misabal. The Mishnah continues. Hayavomo niknis bebio bekoines atzma b'chalitza or misasayovom. So apparently the Mishnah is continuing another section of another type of woman where she has entries and exits, and the entry is through bia, yibum, and the exits apparently chalitza yibum. Only thing that's not correct, as we'll soon see. We know that after yibum, she's a fully fledged eshesh, and chalitza won't help. Chalitza helps before, in the event when yibum didn't take place. In fact, after yibum, even if he were to divorce her, he can remarry her. There's no longer an issevacious ach. It's a fully fledged wife. So that's one difficulty we want to deal with. What happened over here? The koines atzmo is not parallel to the ishaniknes. Ishaniknes, the koines atzmo has to unbreak the kiddushin. Here with the yevamo, the koines atzmo is not to unbreak the yibum. It's what will happen to if there were no yibum to place, how to break the zika. Okay, so a few horrors here. Which the Rishonim already mentioned, and Achronim, difficulties, all pointing the same direction. So first of all, what Yevamah Nip has got to do with Kiddushin? This is Maseches Kiddushin Lichoira. There's no Shaykhus to Yibum. And if you want to tie that, no, it's a comprehensive list of Koines Atzmo, the Niknes of Koines Atzmo. That means to say that the beginning of the whole period, or the first period, we have several examples. We have Isha Niknes, we have Yevamah Niknes, we have Eved Ivri Nikna, how can he become an Eved Ivri, how can, and he's Koines Atzmo, and we have Nirtza, if he stays on, Eved Kanani Nikna, etc. And so in that framework, the Mishnah is also including Yevamah Niknes. But it's, we have difficulties. So let's, first, the point we just mentioned is actually mentioned already by the Tosus Reads, that he points out the Koines Atzmo is not parallel to the Reisha. And one of the Achroinim, Einikuf from the Chasen Tzvi, Tzvi Hirsch Berlin, he points out it's not just the Kasha on Isha Niknes, it's Kasha on the entire Perek. Because the whole time we're saying Koines Atzmo unbreaks the Kinyan. And now suddenly we're saying if Yibum doesn't take place, then that should be Koines Atzmo from the Zika. It's not parallel. What is going on?
It's a continuation of the first Kiddushin.
And therefore?
Therefore, the Koines Atzmo is
dead again. Right. But we're dealing with Yevamah as such on her own? Yes, so I mean, there's a Zika, and the Koines Atzmo is from the original Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Right, but the difficulty is that Lichora, the order of the Mishnah is, we're saying Kinyan, the way to be Nikne, and the way to unbreak the Kinyan. And here we're saying it's the Koines Atzmo is going on if even didn't take place.
Another aura in Tosus, here in Beis Amad Aleph,
says Tema. Tosus is the Lashon Tema, that's the strongest expression you have in Toma, Kosha, and Tema. Tosus says, why doesn't the Mishnah number the drachin to be koina Yevamah and for Yevamah to go out? By Isha Niknes, you have Shlosha Drachin to be Niknes and two ways to be koina herself. By Yevamah, it's not listed. And Tosus goes further, just as the Gemara explains by Isha Niknes, that there's a mute. If the Mishnah says a number, that means we're coming to exclude. So the three ways of Isha being Niknes, either being coming to exclude Chupa, or it's coming to exclude Chalipin, and Koines Atzmo also is excluding, so says the Tosus, you could say just the same thing with Yevamah. We could explain it that it's coming to exclude Kesef and Shtar. Dafka Bia is Koina, I could put in completely. And koines atzmo is also coming to exclude get, that we have what to be mamait. So why didn't the Mishnah then number it? Right? If we're going a systematic enumeration of the kinyonim to be koine yavoma, and for to release itself, it should be numbered. Why the difference? Another point which I'd like to point out is that lichoira, the Mishnah, yavoma niknis, is not comprehensive and complete. The only kinyan for Yavoma is bia. We have maima. We have kiddush maima, which is kubishtar or kesef, although it's jabona, but it's a kinyan. Why is the Mishnah ignoring those two possibilities? The truth is as well, even with the Yavom, if a Yavom is koine Yavoma, then it's all about bia, which is a kinyan goma, and kesef and shtar, which would be kinyan jabona. But if it's a Yavoma leshuk, which is an issa, a lav, a kunta shmuel, so if the Mishnah wants to be comprehensive, the Mishnah should have told us also, what would be the story that Yavama was Niveles, or was Miskadeshes, by a Zor, Adam Zor, who's not the Yavam. Then we would have had three ways in, Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya, just like the Isha Niknes. If it's a proper list, it should have been comprehensive. Why is the Mishnah just focusing on one point and ignoring all the other possibilities? Yeah, and if you're going to tell me no, the Mishnah wanted to tell us the complete kinyan of Yavoma. Bia is a complete kinyan, which means that he's Yorish, his wife, and he's Metamelo if he's a Koyen. However, Kesev Ashtar, he's not Yorish, he's not Metamel. Isha Niknes also, he's not Yorish, not Metamel. In the list for the Isha Niknes, the Kiddushin, he's not Yorish's wife for that, until the Nisuin. And he's not Metamelo if he's a Koyen, so why should Yavoma be any different? Why this inconsistency? And the final aura. It's like this. Is the Isha Niknes, she's koines as b'shtei drachim? Isn't that really correct? Two ways only? Get Mises Abal? What happens if Mises Abal, of course, if Mises, the husband dies, Chas v'Shalom, and there's a child, or he has no brother, then Mises is a matit. What happens if the husband dies, Rahman l'Islan, there is no child, and there is a brother? So that's also not comprehensive. Why is the Mishnah saying she's koines of a get misabal, which is not doesn't cover every situation? Rebbe Yehuda Nossi is thorough in his Mishnayos. What happened here? So I want to answer all the questions in one go. The Mishnah, there's first of all the Gusas Arif. The Rif adds one letter. Our Gusa is Hayavoma Niknes, which implies it's a separate Mishnah. They even here in the new editions they even put a dot just before Yavoma Niknes, a full stop. The Rif has got a different Gusa. The Rif is going to V'hayavomanikness, implying it's not a separate Mishnah, it's a continuation. In other words, that is, the Mishnah is telling us, get a Misa Baal, normally two materium, but in the case of Misa, if there is no child, and there is a brother, then she's not koina herself. V'hayavoma, in the event, it's coming straight after Misa Zabal, if she's a Yavoma, if she gains the status of Yavoma, after the husband dies, then the story is, depends, Niknes Bia. That's totally not up to her. He can be Bibum Baal Korcha, and therefore Misa will not be Matit. On the other hand, if he chooses not to do Yibum, he prefers Chalitza, then she'd be Koina herself B'Chalitza. Right? So that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. That in the event that Misa took place, which we said is a matir, that's suspended. It depends if she becomes the Yavoma. She becomes the Yavoma and Yibun takes place, that's it. She won't be freed. But if Yibun doesn't take place, now there's the option of Chalitza, which would free her, and that would be koina herself from the original Zika. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. It's a continuation, it's not a separate stanza. And also Misa's Yavom. Misa's Yavom would be. Again, it's talking about when Yibun didn't take place. She's calling that matzmo. These two possibilities: if a husband died and there was a yavon, but he either chose to do chalitza or he died before doing anything, then the misa will be matir eventually. So, and that really answers everything. That answers why the Mishnah didn't enumerate the kinyonim of yavoma, because we're not dealing with yavoma. This is not yavomas. This is a prat in Isha Niknes. That Misa Zabal, you have to qualify it. Misa Zabal will only work if there is either a child or there is no Yavam, he has no brother. But if not, then we have to continue. V'ha Yavam and Niknes is a continuation. So that explains Konas Atzmo, that explains the enumeration. And it also explains why the Mishnah didn't go into the details of Kesef Ushtar, which are also possibilities, of Midrabanan at least, to be koina the Avoma. And the Mishnah didn't go and explain what happens if the Avoma was the Miskateshes to a Zor, someone who wasn't the Avoma, it's not Nogea. Because we're purely completing the list with Isha Niknes. We're not dealing with the Avoma here, it just had to come in to be thorough as far as Mr. Abal is concerned. But we're not interested in saying the details of the Avoma. It sounds simple. But Lemaisa, I didn't find anyone who points this out. The Rishonim are all matchans if they have difficulties, one after the other.
But what's the reason, if you say that's a continuation, why you can't still say the conditions are one of Maimar and the other one? It could still be a continuation.
Yeah, but it's not really relevant, because we really want to know. We're saying that this. If a husband dies, Rachman al-Litzlan, and there's no child, and there's a brother, so what's the story? So we say, first of all, if you choose to be a Yibum against Tawil, then it's not a matter. If, however, he doesn't manage to do so, because either he dies Rachman al-Litzlan or he chooses Chalitza, then the original Misa of a husband will be Matah together with what, the Chalitza or the... Yeah? But it's not Nogea now to tell us if he did... We're not interested in Kedushi Maima or Kedushi Shtar as a build-up to Yibum. We're just trying to say, listen, this Matah of Misa will only be Matah if he doesn't do Yibum. If he chooses Yibum, which would be against the will, then it's not a Matah. The Misa's qualifying that Misa is not always a matir, and that's what you need to know. It's about Yibum.
If he has a relationship with another person, then she's not
Chayav
Misa.
No, according to Shmuel, it's a lav, and it will be Chal. Yeah, but that's not what the Mishnah wants to tell us. He doesn't want to give us a comprehensive list. What will happen if she has a Zoris Bekadisha? That's not to the point. We're just trying to say that this. The Misa will only be Matir if there's no situation of Yavoma. Situation of Yavoma, it depends. If he will choose to do Yibum, it will no longer be Matir, full stop. If he doesn't manage to do Yibum, he dies before, or he chooses for Halitza, then the Misa of Amal, together with the Misa of the Yavom or the Halitza, will free her.
You say the Maima and that one
it's not relevant.
It's not about Brocha.
It's not about that's a good point. Good point. That's also right. That's a good, but that's actually machlokes. Machlokes whether it's Bakov we learn out from Yibum or we learn. Yeah, but it's not Nogea because Maima is a build up to Yibum, right? And that's what we want to know here. Did he do the Yibum or not? If he does Yibum, finish. There's no matter. Yeah. So we have no. So we're overcoming that. So just now want to basically now to go through the Rashi's on the Mishnah, a few points and one by one. Rashi says over here, Isha Niknes the Bala. So, unfortunately, you want to understand what's Rashi trying to say. The Bala, what's it comes to exclude? So, some want to say maybe it needs to exclude Omevriya. We'll see. The second Rashi also, what's Rashi want? B'sholosh Drochim, it's quite straightforward. Kesesh Tal Bia, there's three ways to be coined to a woman. K'nfayesh Ozil, as the Mishnah continues. For high Sholosh Loshon Nekeva, who it's in Loshon Nekeva. B'gomorrah Boy, I might turn Loshon Nekeva. Rashi continues, apparently, not exactly what Rashi wants, what Rashi's getting at. Thirdly, Coin of a coin is atzav b'shtei drachim gol sino. What girus is Rashi coming to exclude? The coin is atzav b'shtei drachim. Atzav b'shtei drachim to gol sino. So, one of the rishonim, often not here, but in Kedusha Ra'or, explains that Rashi is making one point, and this one year sword will answer all three questions. Rashi had a tzad. There was apparently another girusa where the Mishnah does not enumerate coin is atzav b'shtei drachim, and the Isha Nikis B'Sholosh Drochim is a combination of the entries and the exits. That is to say, summing up Kesesh Da Ubiya as one Kinyan, the Tzadash of it being that they're all Hanor Le'isha, all types of Hanor, although Shta doesn't need to be Shove Pruta, what's the Hanor? So it could be either Lots or Pislopiso, to use it as a bottle stopper, or perhaps the Hanor she gets to show everyone the Shta that she's Mekudeshes. Al Kuponim, there was a Tzad to say Kesesh Da Ubiya is one Kinyan, Shlosho Shehim Achas, and the two exits of Get and Mises Abal are the other two. And that's what Rashi is coming to exclude. It's Isha Niklis the Baal, meaning we're just the three ways are just relating to the entry of the woman. It's not speaking about all the Kinyonim as such. Entries plus exits. And that's what Rashi is saying, that the deciding factor to reject this Girsa was the Gemara says that Hai Sholosh Loshon Nekeva, the Gemara says that we use the Loshon Drochim because Derech is appropriate for Bia. And what about Shtar for Shtar Kesev? Shtar Kesev is Agav Bia. It's also correct, but it's the ideal Loshon for Bia. Had we been talking about the exits, Get and Mrs. Abal, then Derech, there would be no justification to use Loshon Derech because it doesn't apply at all to Get and Mrs. Abal. That's what Rashi is actually saying here, that's the deciding factor to reject this Girsa of to leave out Koines Atzmo Shtei Drochim. Right, so Rashi says for Koines Atzmo Leos brushusa linoselache. What's Rashi trying to get at? Leos brushusa linoselache. She can now have nisuim with someone else. So I already explained that this is Pashas Rashi saying that the issa for a woman to have bia with anyone apart from her husband, that's what kiddushin brings about. She also allah al kula al mukahekdish, and to have by getting nisa sabal, that will effectively permit her with bia with someone else. In other words, Rashi's not focusing on the fact the kiddushim are toifes. He's focusing on the fact that there's an isabia. The isabia comes about as soon as she receives kiddushim from anyone, and that's what's going to happen when we remove the kiddushim. Okay. Now, the next Rashi, interesting. One of the Talmidim pointed out, what's this? Rashi is divar maschil bekesev ushtar. Why did he vat bia? The Mishnah brings all three together. Rashi is also bekesev ushtar. And Rashi explains also interesting differences. Mafayish b'braisa b'gemara nosel lo kesev v'shove kesev emel harem kudeshesli. By kesev the nusach is harem kudeshesli. He doesn't mention b'kesev zu. We are noyik. The widespread custom is we say b'taba zu, right? And if you don't say the hazabu, it'll be a sofik kudeshes. But Rashi shita is Rambam argues. Rashi shita is you don't have to mention b'kesev zu or b'taba zu. Okay, Rashi continues shtar, the same thing. Chosav lo nanyar, he writes on paper, afor pisha in a shabbat peruta, harim kudeshesli. He doesn't have to say b'shtarzu. Rashi continues bia, and I think here it should be really a new dibba maskil, because he's separated for some reason kes b'shtar, and now he's discussing bia. Bia, bo oleho v'omo hiskachili b'biyazu. Now he mentions b'biyazu. What happened? Kesev b'shtar, you leave out. Kesev zu, shtar zeh, and b'bi, you have to mention it. And now also he changes the tense. V'omo hiskachili b'biyazu. Why are you going in the future? Harim Kodesh is the present. His kashi is the future tense. What's happening? And why did Rashi segregate Kesef and Shtar from Bia? So I think one question answers the other. That Rashi's saying like this, with Kesef and Shtar, it's done publicly. Everyone sees the Kinyan. So there's no need to mention Kesef and Shtar. It's glaringly obvious. It's happening instantly, this moment. And therefore you can leave out Kesef and Shtar. With Bia, it's not happening instantly. What's happening with Bia? With Bia, I think Rashi is trying to overcome the problem of Rav Mangida Mandava Kaddish with Bia. Rav would give Malkus to anyone who would do Kaddish with Bia, although Midaraisa it's Chal, but Midrabonon it's Pritzus. Now, the Shaila is like this. Is it Pritzus Dafka if the Bia is done in front of Eide Bia? What will be in the case of in front of Eide Yichud? I.e., if there are two Eidim, and the Chosin says he's going to be Kaddish with Bia, then he goes inside the room, closes the door, and the Eidim stay outside Shir Bia, that will be Kiddush Bia. Is that Pritzus? Anyone? So Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Tam says yes. And you're based on the base, Tosafot Masechta Mishnah Pritzusa, Rabbeinu Tam says, Hai Pritzusa Lefisha Tzoch, O Eide Bia, O Eide Yichud. Either, even Eide Yichud, that's Pritzus. And Rav Mangid. I think Rashi is coming to exclude Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi is trying to sort out Kiddush Bia that should be La Halacha. That if you avoid Eide Bia and it'll be Eide Yichud, there won't be Manda Mangid, Rav Mangid, there'll be no Malkus for it. And that's why Rashi's saying, he says his kachili in the future, means it's not immediate, it's imminent. It's going to follow, but it's not immediate. He's saying his kachili biyazu, there's a private room there, the Aidim hear his statement, so he has to say biyazu, because that biyazu is not happening now. If it was happening now, it would be Rav Mangid, it's pritzus. So he has to say in the future tense, i.e. it's imminent, as opposed to kesef and shtar, it's here. So that explains why Rashi segregates biyazu, it's a separate, to point out it's separate. And Rashi, the loshon is future tense, then you have to mention biyazu, biyazu is not here. If that's correct, we can answer Rabbi Kivega's question, Hashem. Rabbi Kivega asks on Rashi, he asks, just a lot of Kivega. Be a bottle of miskashli with beer zul, he quotes Rashi. Koshali, lemaitzok shioma li. Why does he have to say li with beer? It's glaringly obvious. To be kiddush kesef with money, shayach shemem, mekadsho bishlichos lache. With money, it could be he's just a shliach. What you think is the chosin is actually a shliach, that if he has to say hurry up, mekudesh is li b'kesef zu. But with bia, there's no shlichus with bia, obviously. So why do you say li? Could always say it's good. Rashi was careful that the reason why to say li is because the eidim are there. I mean, this could just be a welfarer. He's telling the kala, his kashi with bia. I'm giving you an eidim to his kashi with bia in this room. Whatever, there was no ring, they lost the ring. They've got no shtar. It's not glaringly obvious that he's the chosin. The Eidim are not going to see the Maaseh Bia. It's going to be behind closed doors. So he's saying he's catching the Bia. He has to clarify that he's the chosin because the Bia is not here. It's not in front of us. It's going to be imminent, but they're not going to see the Bia. And Lichoira, what Rashi is saying, arguing with the Tanakh, it's minhag Yisrael. The minhag, the wise bekas amongst Bnei Torah is Chedei Yichud after the Chuppah. And Chedei Yichud, you have Eidei Kedushin there. Eidei Kedushin has Eidei Yichud. Taking on it, or not like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no Rav Mangit. It's not considered priestess because at the end of the day they don't see anything. And nowadays also, it's not going to take place. But it could theoretically take place. But that would answer Biki Vega. But just to carry on a little bit, another Rashi further, Rashi speaks about Pruto and Tzitalki, we'll jump that. Hayavoma Niknes Liyovom. So again, what's Rashi coming to exclude? Hayavoma Niknes Liyovom. Yeah. Rashi's saying, there's not only the Rivomad, it's not only Niknes Liyovom. According to Shmuel, she can be Niknes to an Odom Zor, a complete stranger. Bekesishtar Bia. So the Mishnah's obviously talking about Yovam only, but that is a bit schwer. Why is the Mishnah not comprehensive? So we answer that. Right, but if Maima, it's Rabbonim. So why did Rashi leave out Zor? That's what he's pointing out. It's Yovam, and he's hinting that there is a little bit of a difficulty here. It could have been more comprehensive. Let's continue with the next Rashi. Rashi says, Babia, this is talking about Yevoma. Rashi now has got Arichus. Leos ke ishto lechol dovom. If he does Bia, she'll be his wife, completely, fully fleshed wife. Shim bo legal shachagach, ein lutzichim in a chalitza. Then chalitza will not be needed. El oge. What does Rashi want? So here, again, the Ro'or, Chedushi Ro'or, it points out that what's Rashi bothered here? He says, Rashi's bothered by the koine esatzma, which the Tzrid asked, that what the Koinah's Atzma was not parallel. By Isha Niknes, Koinah's Atzma undoes the Kiddushin. Here the Koinah's Atzma was talking about when Bia didn't take place, it will undo the Zika. So that Rashi pointing out, you should know that if he's going to do Bia, he's a fully-fledged wife, and Chalitza is not going to help, you need a get. So Rashi's being Muramas again to his difficulty. Koinah's Atzma, the Yishayin are not making a big fuss about it, but then they notice, they're making that there is a difficulty here. Now Rashi continues with Arikos. Avol kesef ushtar ein moilin bo mina Torah. So what's the story? Why is Rashi taking the pains to say kesef ushtar won't help? Midraisa only midrabona the tokun damani bo maima kedushim maima. What's Rashi getting at? Again, Rashi has the chora, the difficulty. It's not comprehensive. The Mishnah is telling us you think this would be a, but you've left out kesef and shtar. And if you're going to tell me kesef and shtar is not goymer, that's what Rashi says actually. It's not goymer lios yoshu matamelo. Okay. But Kiddushi Isho is also not goymer liosho matamelo. So why Mara Issa? Why by Isha Niklis you do leave in the kinyonim which are not complete, and by Yavomi you leave them out? You left out kesef and shtar. So the purpose will only be to put Asaha on the other brothers. So Rashi again seems to be excusing the Mishnah, why the Mishnah leaves out Kesav Shtar, but he had it difficult because a comprehensive list would have justified mentioning Kesef and Shtar as well, Kiddushim Ayma. Right, but according to what we said, That shouldn't be a difficulty. That shouldn't be a difficulty. Kesef and Shtar is not Nogea. We're not going into Maim. We're not going to the Kinyonim of Yavom and Niknes. We're just dealing with, we're just qualifying that Mises Habal will not always be Motzi. In the event where she does have a brother, he does have a brother, and there is no child, then she'll fall to Yibum, and the Misa is, the Matir of Misa is suspended. If he chooses to Yibum, that's it. She's not Motzi Lashuk. If he doesn't do Mibun, then there's Chalitza Mises Yovam would be Mateha. So that's the whole point of the Mishnah. It's not Nogea to mention either Kesef and Shtar as Kiddushim Ayma. Just one small point. In Tosa Suri Azokin, who they say apparently is a Ravrom in the hall here on Yavomus, he also is Oimid on the Nakuda here. Hayavoma Niknes Liyovam. Kinyan Gomo Liyol Shom Latamelo. Bibiyo. Avalahu Kinyan Tele'eh. Love it, Kinyan Gomo. What about Kesef Shtar? No, that's those above mentioned Kinyon. It's not a Kinyon Gomor, like Rashi pointed out. Since it's not a Kinyon Gomor, that justifies leaving it out. Although, the difficulty is that with Isha Niknes, we did mention it, it's also not a Kinyon Gomor. So, you have to say, apparently, that by Isha Niknes, all three Kinyonim, even Bia, is not a Kinyon Gomor, so you mention all three. But if Yavoma were mentioning Bia, which is a Kinyon Gomor, now there's no point in mentioning Kesef Shtar. That's the how the Tosfos Riazokin, the Rav Avraham Aron, answered. Sorry?
The Kesef
Shtar
is made in the Sukkah
Kol Olam. Where? With with Isha Nicholas, with Isha. And therefore?
Therefore it is a full-fledged
Kinyan. Yeah, but the Rishonim Rashi points out that when he says that Keser Shtar is not a fully-fledged Kinyan, he says, Eina Yosho, Veina Metamelo. He won't Yaushan the Yavoma. He won't Yaushan the Yavoma if he does Kedushim Aimah, and he won't be Metamelo if he's a Kohen. But that's exactly the same story with Kedushim. Kedushim, he won't be Metamelo, he won't be Yerusha. So that's the difficulty here, which they notice. But that's apparently how the Tosafot is going to learn. And Rashi's going to learn that we mentioned Kinyan and Deraisa. The Mishnah's ignoring Kinyan and Drabonon, Maimah and Kedushim Maimah, Kedushim Shtar, the Kinyan and Drabonon. Therefore, that justifies leaving it out. But as we said, that if we're correct, then we haven't got that difficulty. The Mishnah purely was qualifying the din of Isha Kones Atzmo, that to qualify that Mises Habal will not always be Mate. If there is a Yovam and there's no child, then Misa will surely not be Mate, and that's not dependent on her, unless he chooses, doesn't opt for Yibum, and does Chalitza, or if he didn't manage to get down to Bia, and Rachman Litzlan, he was also Nifta, then it will be Mate. And that's the qualification, and that answers the question. The truth is, I didn't see, I looked in Forshin, and no one was mentioned this Mahala, but it's Dvarim Nechonim, it's correct, and accurate in the Mishnah. And that's what I had to say.
Shkoyach.